to the podcast, Text to Task, Simplifying Education. Today, we are tackling a topic that's gaining increasing attention in educational circles, translanguaging. In a world where multilingualism is not just common but celebrated, translanguaging offers a fresh perspective on how we view and utilize language in educational settings. But what exactly is translanguaging? Enjoying your time today with me? You can help others find these helpful tips by liking and sharing this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my monthly podcast. I'm really grateful for your support. Join us for engaging conversations with educators and scholars from around the world. Translanguaging is like using different languages together when we talk, think, or learn. Instead of seeing languages as separate, we mix them up to make sense of things better. Imagine you are learning a new language and you know a bit of English and French. If you don't know a word in the new language, you might use a word from English or French to explain it. That's translanguaging. Think of it like cooking. You have different ingredients and you mix them to make a delicious dish. Let's say you are making spaghetti, but you don't have tomato sauce. You might use salsa instead. That's like using different languages to communicate or learn. Translanguaging helps us understand things better because we are using all the languages we know. It's like having more tools in our toolbox. We can choose the best one for the job. The word trans means going beyond something, like crossing a bridge. In translanguaging, it means going beyond just one language. The ing at the end shows that it's something happening right now, like talking or learning. Using different languages together is not just about talking, it's also about thinking and solving problems. Imagine you are in a science class and the teacher is explaining something difficult. If you can use your own language to understand it better, that's translanguaging. Translanguaging is like playing a game where you can switch between different characters to solve puzzles. It's not about sticking to one language all the time. It's about using whatever works best. In school, translanguaging can make learning more fun and inclusive. Let's say you are in a class with students who speak different languages. Instead of everyone trying to speak only one language, they can use their own languages to help each other understand. For example, imagine a student from China is learning English but finds it hard to understand a science experiment. They might ask a friend who speaks Chinese to explain it in Chinese. Then they can understand it better and do well in the class. But using different languages in school can be challenging. Some people think we should only use one language, like English, in class. They might not understand that using different languages can actually help us learn better. In some countries like Singapore, schools mainly use English and students aren't encouraged to use their own languages. This can make it hard for students who speak different languages at home. But there are places where translanguaging is encouraged, like in South Africa. There, students are allowed to use their own languages in class, which helps them understand better. Translanguaging isn't just about speaking different languages, it's also about respecting different cultures. When we use someone's language, we show that we care about their culture and where they come from. For example, imagine you're learning about a festival celebrated in India. Instead of just reading about it in English, you might watch a video in Hindi to understand it better. This shows that you respect Indian culture and want to learn more about it. But even though translanguaging can help us learn better, some people don't like it. They think we should only use one language, like Swedish in Sweden. This can make it hard for students to speak other languages at home. So, while translanguaging can make learning more fun and inclusive, there are still challenges to overcome. But by embracing linguistic diversity and respecting different cultures, we can create better learning environments for everyone.